Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
All afternoon. On Today FM.
All right, good day. Here we go. Let's do this thing. Ray's my name, a good pal's Chippy.
Hello.
He gets it, mate.
He gets it.
Mate, he gets it.
He understands.
No one else understands, Ray. But JP, he gets it. He gets it. All right, friends, what have I got? I got two babies for you here. You want a baby?
I like one baby. I love two babies even more.
Even more. Yep. Do you love two babies twice as much as you might love one baby?
I do indeed, yeah.
So I got two babies. They're looking at each other, but one of them, he's under a blanket. He or she, they, the baby, uh-huh, is under a blanket, and one baby's not under a blanket looking at the other baby.
So we've got a hidden baby scenario
we've
here.
We've got a hidden baby, yeah, you see, and then there'll be a baby reveal about halfway through this audio clip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And delight and rapture ensues.
Lovely.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Have a listen.
No, there's two of them.
I'll just play it again because I need a little jab of baby joy. For Monday afternoon, here's the two babies again. It's only 11 seconds. Enjoy it. Let's see the book.
Today FM, summer.
Soft launch day 274 on the little show that could. And in the leaving cert today, we got Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Mandarin, Chinese, Hebrew studies, ancient Greek and non-curricular languages. And then we've got ag science. Jeez, it's a busy one today, isn't it?
Isn't it, yeah.
What if you wanted to do Polish and Lithuanian? You wouldn't be able to.
I don't think you're allowed to,
know. So you have to do them on the same days.
Yeah.
So if you're doing Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Mandarin, Chinese, Hebrew studies, ancient Greek and non-curricular languages and ag science, good luck. God love you as well, because everyone else has gone to Tenerife.
This week, the Leaving Cert is all the niche subjects.
It's all the last little bits, yeah. We're just wrapping up. Is Latin still in there? It's probably there this week as well. All right, kids, here we go. Cash machine total. Write it down. You've only got... Sorry, just playing a bit of bowling here. Have a go, JP.
Yeah, can I have a go?
Today FM playing the music you love. Sex on Fire from Kings of Leon with Lady Gaga on the Edge of Glory before that. Here, take it. Good, let's go.
Can I have one of the lighter balls, please?
You have to wait for the ball to come back. Yeah. Sorry, wait a second there. Oh, there it is. Right, really? Yeah. Really? Away you go then. Good luck, JP. That was very good, actually.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Thank you.
The gang's all here.
Hello.
I get you. Better strike, actually. That one. There's that one. That's kind of similar, though, isn't it? But there's that one. It's all about the same. I was in the bowling alley yesterday. It's my youngest child's birthday next week. He's 9. He turns 9 years old on the 26th. But we're going to be off on holidays. Of course, all the kids are going to be off. This is we had a terrible time. He just got unlucky, birthday-wise. Because he's like among the last days of school or among the first days of the summer holidays. And if he's going to have a birthday party, everyone's like, nah, sorry, you can't come. Sorry, we're not going to be there. We're going to be off at summer camp, or we're going to Granny's. We're going to be in France. We're going to be in the Canaries. We'll be in Portugal. Sorry, we can't go. We'll be in Portugal. Even this way. So what he did this year was, because we're going to be on holidays, he's going to be on holidays, and all the other classmates are going to be on holidays. We did a sneaky and we had the birthday party yesterday, a whole week early. And even at that, the half of them are gone on holidays. Everyone is just taking the mickey this week. Taking them out of school a week early. Do you know, you should all be reported. The cheek of ye.
Are you taking names, Ray? Yeah?
I'm taking down names of anyone that jetted off on holidays. The neck of ye. In fairness, I'm taking mine out a day early. We're going on Friday. So we went to this place in Bray called Bray Bowl. It's a bowling alley in Bray.
Kind of makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Aptly titled Bray Bowl. If you want to, if there's anywhere, if you're in Bray and you want a bowl.
If I want a bowl, yeah.
I highly recommend Bray Bowl.
Okay.
They've got amusement arcades, they've got Quasar, and then they've got a whole birthday party section. I was talking about this place before. And also, they're so organized, they're so together, they like children, it seems.
Wow.
Which is unusual, trust me. I've got two of my own, and I don't even like my own ones. They're just amazing. Everything is perfectly timed, perfectly executed, very well done. So what you do is you arrive in with your 20 kids, my two kids and the other 18, right? And then they take them to video games first. Get half an hour of that. Then they just take them off to Quasar. It's like, where are the kids? Where are we supposed to be minding these kids? I don't mind losing my own kids, but what about losing other people's kids?
I mean, is there a wet bar?
I'll be in the cocktail bar. Anyone's looking for me. Take them off for Quasar for half an hour, then they bring them back, then they bring them straight to bowling. And then they're bowl, and you don't have to do anything. The only thing I had to do all day was light the candles, start the happy. No one's joined in. Hang on, happy. No, I have to go louder. They're screaming at each other, and the bowling's over here. The Quasar's down there. There's a child over there screaming. I have to go even louder. Happy birthday! Until eventually they all
guys,
join
we're here for a reason.
Come on, look at the cake. It's on fire. The candles are nearly down to the quick. Happy birthday! Until eventually they join in and cut the cake, serve it up. Remind every child there to say please and thank you. Oh no, you're not getting a slice of cake. You didn't say please. Oh, you didn't say thank you. Oh, do we not say thank you anymore?
Oh, in your house you don't say please.
Oh, do you not say
thank you?
Oh, you mustn't say thank you in your house. In that case, little boys who don't say thank you don't get cake. Sorry. That's the other thing, dealing with other people's kids. And just there, I mean, there was two kids. It's like, get down off that. Get down off that. 15 times during the bowling. Come down off that.
Right, other people's kids aren't kids. They're angels.
Other people's kids.
Yeah.
My kids would never... Do you know, if my kids went off to a party and were climbing up on the furniture, I'd kill them. It's unbelievable dealing with other kids. I also noticed there's the universal dad's method of moving children around, of herding children. And I've noticed two other dads doing it as well, which is, this is provided they're a young child. You couldn't do it with a teen. It's the grab of the head.
All right, okay.
So
yeah.
It's like you can grab any child's head and force them in the direction you want them to. Because otherwise you're never going to be able to corral them into...
Is it a bit like grabbing a bowling ball? You just sort of grab downwards and then just move them along.
No, it's from the side. So from whatever direction you want to send them in, grab the other side and push.
Okay.
It's not a full shove, like, but it's like you're moving them in the direction. I saw several dads doing that with various kids. So you just grab child's head that way.
It's good if you've got a wide wingspan.
You know, ping, ping, ping. You go that way. Ping, pong, ping, ping. Into the... And eventually they end up bowling. And the best bit then... When we're inside at the bowling, the parents aren't allowed to play. It's just the kids play. So one of the kids went to... I was there watching the bowling going, oh, I'd love a go. I'd love a go. This would be brilliant. And one of the kids says, I need to go to the toilet. And I went, away you go. Away you go, son. So Daddy Foley stepped up to the mark. Grab the ball. I needed to grab one of the heavier ones.
Of course, yeah.
Because the light little ones, they've only got skinny little finger holes in them, right? Mm. So step up to the mark and grab the it's a size 15 ball I grabbed. 15, right? 15, that's heavy, right? Yeah. I'm terrible at bowling, by the way. I just chuck it, blindly chuck it.
Did it go airborne for a bit?
It went halfway down before it touched land.
Slick, yeah.
Slammed into the halfway down the lane, bounced its way towards the pins, yeah. And I got a strike.
Fluke.
I got I got one of the flukiest strikes in the world, and you should have seen their little faces. They were like the Martians or the aliens in Toy Story. Ooh, ah. And I was like, that's how it's done. That's how it's done, kids. You go home now and tell your daddies, Ray Foley is amazing. Fluky amazing.
All right, kids, to the roll call after this. It's Girls Aloud on Today FM.
David Guetta, Becky Hill and Crazy. What Love Can Do. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Monday. It's looking okay. Thunderstorms in places and flooding in places as well. Do take it easy out there.
Everything okay?
Excuse me.
All right.
It's your roll call. Ray's here. JP.
On
Shanti. David's on show. He says Bray Bowl is amazing for... I was talking about Bray Bowl. It's a bowling alley.
Where is it though?
It's in Bray, right, in County Wicklow. They call it Bray Bowl. And they take your children for a birthday party. Well, they take your children and any children they want to invite to a birthday party. They do everything. They're absolutely incredible. And they're lovely as well. This isn't a plug, by the way. It's I paid for it. It wasn't a freebie or, you know. It's just brilliant. So I'm hoping they're going to go to Bray Bowl until they're 30. Like, I'll just take them every... Bray Bowl is amazing for birthday parties, and it's BYOB on Fridays. Sorry, what? Bring your own beer or bring your own bottle on Fridays? I wouldn't bring a bottle to a child's birthday party, though, would you? Would you? A few cans, maybe. So book the birthday party on a Friday is what you're saying, then. Is that the best advice? The craziest... Are you saying it's BYOB for bowling on a Fridays? The craziest thing about Bray, though, is that there's a second bowling alley currently under construction in the new shopping centre, from David. David, that is not the craziest thing about Bray. The craziest thing about Bray...
What's that?
The people.
Oh, really?
I've never met a sane person from Bray in my life. I know several Bray people. They're all nuts.
A colourful breed.
By God, I love a laughing baby. I miss when our little ones were that age. Don't miss the sleepless nights or nappies, though. From Michelle on Shaw, love the show.
Hey!
Have I got the baby laughing over there? I do, yeah, go on. Kind of sad, actually, listening to the baby laughing, genuinely, because, like I say, just talking about him turning nine, the youngest turning nine, those days are gone. It's over. And this might be our last Bray Bowl party, even. Because there's lots of other things they want to do as they get older. It's kind of sad. And then Google gives you these photographs on your memories.
I hate those memory photographs.
Hey, here's a photograph from 7 years ago. He was only a baby crawling around in nappies. It's very upsetting. And Paula's on show in Sligo. She says, on show, Ray, I did Latin many moons ago. Not very useful unless you want to understand the slogans on various crests and coats of arms. From Paula on show in Sligo. Yeah, I was saying that the funny languages are today in the Leaving Cert. Polish, they're not funny languages, but like all the other languages, because Irish is pretty funny. Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Mandarin, Chinese, Hebrew studies, ancient Greek, and non-curricular languages. And then it's Ag Science this afternoon. Good luck if you're doing the Leaving Cert. And I was wondering if they still do Latin. They probably do, most likely. And then what if you're doing Polish and Lithuanian, or if you're doing Mandarin Chinese and ancient Greek? Do they clash? That's what I was asking. Jim's over there. Jim, hello.
Hey, Ray. Jim Finn here. I'm involved with the exams.
Right.
If a student is unlucky enough to have to do two of those language exams at the same time, what will happen is the SEC will organise for them to stay in the exam hall for lunch and then do the other exam after lunch.
That would be a sickener.
Doubling up. No, thanks.
So you do before and after lunch. Next question now, Jim. I've got a follow-up for you. What if they're all to do an ag science? They'll have to do it tomorrow, I suppose.
Can you do ag science through Chinese Mandarin?
You can. Write it down. That'll give the ag science instructor or examiner a queer fright when they're doing the marking. What the hell is this? And on kids' birthday parties, kids' birthday parties, Ron is over there. Ron?
Ray, we had our little one's party in the house because she wanted to do... movie night and have all our friends dress up as in princess dresses and all. So
none of my boys would ever. They just don't want to dress up in princess dresses.
Right. Okay.
No matter how much I mean, I'll dress up as a princess. No bother. Not a bother. In a heartbeat. I showed up to Bray Bowl in my princess dress. Everyone laughed. I was Elsa. Everyone laughing at me. Up at the bowling alley singing Let It Go. Anyway, sorry, Ron, I digress.
We did that. We had 24 of them over, so we had to provide party bags.
24 is a lot of kids, Ron.
Well, the entitled little...
You know what?
Yes, as you'd call them. Oh. Is that all we get?
From the party bags.
Oh!
Took a look inside the party bags, it wasn't enough for you.
I don't like what's in that party bag.
Oh.
Well, tough, you're getting it. Honest to God, they're just kids these days, huh? Good luck. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother.
They're
outrageous. Yeah, we had one of them as well, where it was coming up on the end. It wasn't over yet, the party. And one of the kids says, where's the party bags?
Ray Foley.
Get out. Get out.
Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
This is another thing, by the way. This whole party bags thing is a nonsense.
Ridiculous.
It's junk.
It's not the Oscars.
It's a small bag of junk is what it is. And they all expect it. This is in our day. You'd be looking to get a kick in the arse. Never mind a party bag. Stay here. I'll play Miley Cyrus.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Miley Cyrus and Flowers. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Oh, God. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Can I give a shout out, actually? Can you mind if I do a shout out?
Let's do a shout out then.
Can I do one? Can I do 3,916 shout outs?
We don't have the time for that.
I'm doing three. I'll just do a batch bulk. 3,916 shout outs to all the new Irish today and tomorrow. This is the Irish citizenship ceremonies in Killarney today and tomorrow. This is 3,916 people from 139 countries all over the world who are receiving Irish citizenship. They're all brand new, newly anointed, newly ordained.
Fresh out of the box. Lovely smell off them, actually. Yeah.
And they're lovely.
That new citizenship smell.
New Irish smell. That's, geez, you smell lovely. He smells much fresher than us. They're, like I said, they're from all over the world. A couple of French from Bantry. Bantry Bay Rugby Club. There's a couple of fellas. This is Bantry Bay Rugby Club in West Cork. These two Frenchmen are among hundreds of people to become Irish citizens today and tomorrow. This is Andre and Tom. Let me call my French guy. What is it? He's not French anymore.
Oh, okay.
He's Irish.
Well, is he both French and Irish?
He's Fryrish.
He's Irish.
You did it better, in fairness. Come on, Andre.
Hello.
It's ringing. Hello, Andre.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, bonjour. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Very good, thank you very much.
I believe congratulations are in order. You're a brand new Irishman.
Oh, well done, Andre.
Thank you.
How are you feeling? Do you feel more Irish now?
Maybe a tiny bit, yeah.
A little bit more Irish than you were. What time was the ceremony at?
It was this morning at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock in the morning? Are you joking me?
No, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? Oh, yeah, my God. I was thinking, they really make you get out of bed. Everyone else in Ireland's still in bed, but they make you get out of bed for the citizenship ceremony. What exactly happens at the ceremony? Are there a few words of what happens?
Minister Harris, came here, he made a speech. There's an army band that was there. They were very good. It was, short enough, about, 40, 45 minutes.
Okay.
And make a note to the state, and that's about it. It was, in fairness, very well organized. It was short and sweet, and yeah, it was a bit emotional.
I was just going to say, is it how long are you here?
I've been there long enough. I'm here almost 20 years. So I was. I nailed my collar to the mast. So
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 20 years. And what did you come over for originally?
For a summer job, just supposed to learn the language, and I met my wife, so that was
That's it. Irish women, they bring men from all over the world. They're like sirens on this little green rock, alluring them in our direction. You met your wife. So how long are you married?
We're married 10 years this year.
Oh,
10 years this summer.
You're well settled. So, and do you have any kids?
No, yeah, we have three kids. So we have two boys, and we just had a little girl a few months ago.
Ah, congratulations. What are their names?
The boys are Sinian and Dara, and our little girl is Aveline.
Aveline, beautiful. And were they at the ceremony this morning?
No, just our little girl. She was there to witness it, and the boys, well, you know, they went to school. Very law-abiding citizens, so there you go. No break for them.
Yeah, no days out of school for Danny's ceremony. And like you say then, after being here for 20 years, tell us about the emotions you were feeling then.
Listen, just, I suppose like that's probably something I should have done, like, you know, a few years ago. But, you know, I was like, you know, waiting and waiting and, I think, you know, my kids are Irish. I don't think I will be going anywhere. And, you know, I really feel like, you know, this is my home. So yeah. I think that was like, you know, it was like, you know, the last natural step. So me and my friend, like, you know, we're on the same page. And it was good as well. We did it on the same day.
Yeah, very sweet. As you mentioned your friend Tom, also French. Do you go home? Whereabouts in France are you from?
So I'm from just outside La Rochelle, and he's from the other side of the country. It's from the east.
Okay, and do you go home often?
Not that much. We once a year, about that.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, the obligatory visit home to the relatives. Who are you going to be shouting for? You see, now that you're new Irish, who would you be shouting for the Rugby World Cup?
Because you got to pick up. He has to be Ireland, you know. I think, like, you know, the worst case scenario would be, like, you know, France Ireland in the quarterfinal. I think I'd love to see France and Ireland in the final. Yeah. And after that, you know, the best team will win. But yeah, ultimately, I think you want Ireland to win.
You have a spectacular mix. After 20 years, I suppose you would. You have a spectacular mix of the two accents. I mean, there's full on Cork at times, and then we're still getting the French coming through as well.
I know.
And do they do a citizenship test at all as part of it?
No. There's no test. It's just like an application process that, you know, it takes like, you know, it's rather lengthy. It takes like, you know, a couple of years. Oh. And that's it really. There's nothing.
Well, actually, I hate to be the one to tell you, there actually is a citizenship test. Yeah. It's live on the radio now.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, Andre. Yeah. So you're going to have to answer these questions. Otherwise, that's it. We're revoking.
Oh, no.
We're taking back the rubber stamp. Here's your Irish citizenship test. I can't say the word citizenship.
You can't pass that test.
I can't. I failed the citizenship pronunciation test. Andre, here we go. Name the two uses for the wooden spoon. There are two uses for the wooden spoon. Mm. One is for cooking. What's the other one for?
It's either for Italy or Scotland.
It's for Italy or Scotland. Oh, good shout. Well
done. Clever.
In that case, it's the third one, but we'll leave it. Which country in the world makes the best butter?
It has to be Kerrygold.
Well done. You look back in Kerry. finally, now that you're Irish, would you describe yourself as A, 20% obsessed with the weather, B, 50% obsessed with the weather, or C, 100% obsessed with the weather, 24/7, 365 days a year?
It has to be 100% all the time.
Absolutely.
He's one of ours. He's one of ours. Listen, sir, congratulations. Huge congratulations to you. You're celebrating for the rest of the day? You're back to work?
Yeah. Me and my wife are taking like a few days off, so we're going to celebrate. So.
Lovely. Excellent. Well, enjoy it. And congrats. And thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you very much for the call. And let me, like, you know, big shout out for, like, you know, our rugby club down in Bantry Bay. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Bantry Bay. And hello to Tom as well. Han Ireland. Perfect. Cheers, Andre.
Thank you.
Cheers, man. Come on, you boys in green.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. We're talking to Andre earlier on. He's a new citizen. He's originally French, born in France, and living here for 20 years. And he's received Irish citizen. I cannot say the word.
Isn't it? That's
there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
Is like a mental block there? I'm having some sort of episode. Citizens, he's Irish now. And he got the ceremony happened for becoming Irish today. And his name is Andre. And Phil is there. 0874 100 102.
Lads, I can't believe you didn't ask Andre to put a bit of butter on the spuds.
Phil, you've ruined the show. You've killed me there with that. Yes, of course, we should have said, put a bit of butter on the spuds there, Andre.
Lads, I can't believe you didn't ask Andre to put a bit of butter on the spuds.
Oh, damn it.
Or who's bringing the horse to France.
Yeah.
Come on, like.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely ridiculous. Thanks for that, Phil. You've ruined
it. It's going to stick with us now for the rest of the day, isn't it?
You just destroyed my day now, Phil. I hope you're happy with yourself, you absolute sod.
Good afternoon, sir.
I just hit the wrong button now there as well.
see, you've thrown
you. You just throw, and yeah. I can't even say the words.
Tash.
match machine. The final reminder, and we're closing the lines at 2 o'clock. It's €10,189.23.
Ray Foley.
Get it in now, and good luck.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Put a bit of butter on his spuds, Andre. And he's a chef in Ahakista. The man's a chef. He could put a bit of butter on the spuds for us. Stay here. I'm playing Pitbull for you. Next.
At Irish Life, we've been helping people make smart investments.
Portugal, the man, feel it still. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's on, there's JP.
How are you?
Ooh, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. This is just like it. Every time the song is on, I sing the Mr. Wait a Minute, Mr. Postman. Ridiculous. 0874 100 102 is our text or our WhatsApps. We're talking about exams this afternoon. Well, we were talking about all the language exams that are on in the Leaving Cert this morning. Well, they were on this morning. This afternoon, then, it's Ag Science. Well, Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Mandarin Chinese, Hebrew Studies, Ancient Greek and non-curricular languages were all on at the same time this morning. And I asked the question, what if you had two of them? You'd have to choose one or the other, wouldn't you? No, apparently you could do two of them. And Jim explained that you just need to stick around and do the next exam. So if you had Polish and Lithuanian, you do Polish in the morning, and then in the afternoon, straight away, you do Lithuanian.
Hey Ray, Jim Finn here. I'm involved with the exams. If a student is unlucky enough to have to do two of those language exams at the same time, what will happen is the SEC will organise for them to stay in the exam hall for lunch and then do the other exam after lunch.
And the reason they need to stay in the exam hall for lunch is because they can't be talking to the lads or ladies who are doing that exam at the same time and they can give them the answers.
Oh, yeah.
Then I said, what if you're doing Ag Science? Because Ag Science is on this afternoon. So if you'd Polish this morning, Ag Science in the afternoon, what works then? That was my follow-up. Jim's got a follow-up response.
Jim back again. Hi, Jim. If they're also doing Ag Science, they'll have to stay in the exam hall and then do Ag Science after their second language.
Oh my God. These kids are going to be in school all... They're going to be in the exam hall. They're locked in
What kind of parent would do that to their kid?
Outrageous. Then again, there can't be that many kids doing a bunch of them. Are there any? 0874 100 102 if you know any of them this afternoon. Talking about birthday parties as well. My youngest, it was his birthday party over the weekend. His birthday isn't until next week, but we have to have the birthday party now because, of course, everyone's off on the summer holidays next week and he never gets to have a birthday party. So we had it a week early. And even at that, a bunch of them are already gone on holidays. Ailish is over there. Ailish is still in the education system. She's a teacher.
So I kind of feel your son's pain about his birthday being right either at the end of holidays or the start of holidays.
Yeah.
But I am turning 44 this year and I have been in the education system for the last 40 years between primary school, secondary school, university, and now my work as a secondary school teacher.
Right.
And I have never, ever, ever had a birthday in school. It's just so sad. I'm actually... It's really sad about this.
Yeah, I can imagine. Are those kids that have their birthdays like right up on Christmas? Like if your birthday's on Christmas Eve, no one's coming to your birthday party. And to add insult to injury, to rub salt into the wound, you get your birthday presents and your Santa presents at the same time.
Yeah.
You have to wait a whole year again. Thoughts and prayers, babe. Ailish, thanks for the message. And Stephen wants a shout out this afternoon. Stephen, is this for Molly, is it?
Hey, Ray, we give us a shout out to Molly's first match for the Ireland game, travelling from Athlone. That baby laughing is brilliant. Oh, yeah, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. The baby laughing, you want to do it? Sure, could stick it on for Molly again if you like. Give me 1 second, I have to go and dig it out or close it down. You don't mind waiting, do you?
No, it's absolutely fine, Ray.
Just that I'm kind of conscious of holding people up, you see. Baby, they've got a band, two babies there. Yeah, sorry, there you go. Sorry, there you go. Yeah. Messers, the two of them. Molly's first game is tonight. This is the Gibraltar game, is she?
It is indeed, yeah.
Off to see Gibraltar. Come on, you boys in green. And Catherine's over there. Catherine?
Hey, Ray, can you say a big hello to Connor, Daniel, Olivia, and Senan Hammond?
Hello, gang.
School's out for summer. Off to Canada in the morning. Can't wait to see Auntie Niamh and Uncle Chris.
Stop.
Hooray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. 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 You even do your own A's as well. You guys are amazing. A. A.
A.
A.
A.
Nice. 0874-100-102. Ridiculous. Flawless and the Machine Dog days are indeed over. Today FM, playing the music you love. Very good afternoon, it's Ray. It's JB there.
How are you?
Feeling lovely. Good day, hello. Is my mouse a bit sticky? I've got a bit of a sticky mouse there, do I?
Yeah.
Do you see that there? See that click?
Yeah, I hear the
Nothing's
click.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, no.
There it is. Nothing worse than a sticky click. Steady, steady, easy tiger. Young ears listening. This thing is ridiculous. This chalk ice thing. You ever heard this chalk ice story?
What's the story with the chalk ices?
HB Ice Cream have said that they were sorry to disappoint chalk ice lovers by ending production of the chalk ice. Some people, of course, don't pronounce it as chalk ice. They pronounce it as chalk ice.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, do you want a chalk ice? Chalk ice. Are the Super Splits still around or they got rid of them?
I don't think you can get a Super Split anymore.
I would prefer, I'd take a Super Split any day over a chalk ice. Chalk ice is... The guys... It's time to move on. It's the 21st century.
Now, what? What are you talking about?
Have a Magnum. Have a bloody Magnum.
Chalk ice is the same as a Magnum.
This is precisely my point, sir.
Okay, well, chalk ice was here first, Ray.
Get out with your chalk ice. Chalk ice has got crappy chocolate on it. The ice cream's only okay. There's no need to be signing a petition to demand that they continue production in HB of the chalk ice, the chalk ice. Because you have them, just have a Magnum. Go on, spoil yourself. Have a bloody Magnum. Or go one better and have a Dairy Milk ice cream.
Oh.
Because let me tell you, friends. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I do like that Dairy Milk ice cream. You take your chalk ice and you leave your chalk ice in the freezer.
I consider those Sarah them.
Do my deep voice about the Dairy Milk ice cream.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because the Dairy Milk ice cream's got that thick chocolate on there. Ooh, nom, 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 nom. Or an ice cream Mars as well. While
oh,
we're
and an ice cream Mars.
You've got so many options. Why would you ever? Unless it was the only thing in the freezer. Like, it's a hot summer's day. Everything else is gone. And, of course, it would be the only thing left in the freezer because it's not particularly nice. Give over. Sorry, you were going to say...
You've just shot down all of my arguments with your deep voice.
Oh, yeah. What's the one as well that has the bits of chocolate through the middle of it? It's got like strips, like a ripple, but with chocolate. Who does
not,
that?
Is it's not a feast.
It could be a version of... There's a chocolate feast as well that they're making. And there's a... Is it a... Could it be Galaxy, guys? 0874-100-102. There's one that has hard chocolate on the outside, but then ripples of like caramel through the middle of it. Could be a Magnum, like a specialized version of a Magnum.
Jeez, you're very serious about this stuff. Guys, get in touch. Get in touch, guys.
Do get in touch, please. Guys, I know this is going to be important to you and you wanted clarification, so 0874-100-102. Hey, cash machine calls on the
Ray Foley.
Do that in a couple of minutes.
With Care Plus.
Bloor Park Life, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Right, chalk ices, let's sort this once and for all. There's a petition for HB to bring back, or not bring back the chalk ice, but to continue manufacture of the chalk ice because they're ceasing production of a chalk ice. I always remember the chalk ice being, you pull into the garage, you'd be on the road to somewhere, you'd be sitting in the back of the car, and an ice cream not of your choosing would be thrown at you. This is how ungrateful a brat I was growing up.
Don't you?
An ice cream would be thrown at you, and it'd be a chalk ice, and you go, oh.
What a chalk ice. Vanilla ice cream and chocolate, Ray.
What do you mean, what's wrong with a chalk ice?
Yeah.
When you've got a multitude of options out there, could have had a Mr. Freeze, could have had a I love a Mr. Freeze. Oh, come on.
Frozen juice.
I love a strawberry Mr. Freeze. Oh, yeah, baby. Or a cola. Oh, baby. Come on, give me that cola, Mr. Freeze, baby.
Cola was the only one that actually tasted like what it was supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jumbo or the blue ones.
What's blue flavour?
I don't care.
Does anybody know?
Lovely.
Taste of blue.
Tastes like E-numbers is what that tastes like. Give me a few E-numbers there, Dad, when you're going into the garage.
Jeez, you can really taste the dental cavities, though, can't
you?
Oh,
I love them.
You really can.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And the sore lips just on the corners of your mouth.
Yeah.
Because with the jumbo ones particularly, Like in summer, Mr. Freeze would bring out like a super-sized Mr. Freeze. It was... What about a Calippo? Oh my God.
Calippo's a quality. Now, I won't have a bad word said about a Calippo. A Calippo.
A Calippo?
Calippo.
You got your classic Tangle Twister and a Freaky Foot dipped in chocolate. The toes dipped in chocolate. Yes, please. A petition was launched by a Choc Ice enthusiast online for people to... for HB to continue making the Choc Ice. And it's received... well, according to this article, 1,192 signatures so far, over 1,000. And save the... I don't know, look at... Let's just have a Magnum. Have a Magnum. Have a... is it a Galaxy? Galaxy Dove?
It could be, yeah. Yeah.
There's lots of versions now available. There's lots of substitutes. Right, Choc Ice costs 60 cents. Whereas a Magnum requires you to take out a mortgage. Rip off. I'll stick to me Choc Ice. Thank you very much from Kev in the van. Kev, I take your point... not cheap. I'll tell you this though, Kev, your German retailers, or maybe even your other retailers, I don't know for a fact, but I know the German ones, they'll sell you a box of fake looking Magnums for a very reasonable price.
Mocknums.
Mocknums, yeah. Or even the small little dinky ones, little fake Magnums. I tell you this, still better than a Choc Ice. Come at me. 0874 100 102. Kieran's over there, Kieran.
Hey, yeah. Have a Magnum.
Magnum.
No recession around here.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm on Ray Foley money. You don't like it, you lump it. Hey, Ray, I hope you're happy. I now have to stop listening to the show to go to the shop and find a Dairy Milk ice cream. From Rachel on the hunt for a Dairy Milk ice cream. Texting this afternoon. Oh, yeah, Rachel. Look at you there, looking for your ice cream. And really, do you know what? A Dairy Milk ice cream... It's not about the ice cream, Rachel. It's about the dairy milk. That dairy milk has been sitting there on top of that ice cream inside in the freezer, and it's so cold. And Rachel, it's so delicious. Oh my God.
Would there be a good crunch out of that chocolate, Ray?
Baby Jesus. And lads, I have a Chilli Willy. Thanks for sharing, Paul.
Can you still get a Chilli Willy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've got a main pair of shorts on a cold day.
Hello.
How you doing? Adam's over there, Adam.
Ray Foley, my man. If you want to treat yourself to an ice cream...
And I do, sir.
Have a Magnum Double Gold Caramel Billionaire.
Sorry, a what? Say to me again, sir. How did I get all the words on the wrapper?
Have a Magnum Double Gold Caramel Billionaire.
I'd say the air of billionaire is going off the side of the packet.
Have a Magnum Double Gold Caramel Billionaire.
That is the longest name for an ice cream I've ever heard in my life.
Holy Mammy. They're unbelievable.
Holy Mammy. Let me look it up. Hang on. What did he say it was? A Magnum Double...
Magnum Double Gold Caramel Millionaire.
Oh, it's Billionaire, sorry.
Billionaire,
it's
sorry.
A Billionaire, yeah, sorry. This is a biscuit-flavoured ice cream swirled with pecan-flavoured ice cream, salted caramel... I need to do this in the voice as well, sorry. Biscuit-flavoured... Biscuit. Oh, yeah, you like your biscuit-flavoured ice cream? I bet you do, you dirty thing. Swirled with pecan flavour ice cream and salted caramel sauce. Oh, baby Jesus. And white chocolate with caramel. And you got biscuit pieces in there as well. Oh, my God.
Ray Foley.
Oh, you like that.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
Rachel was on the hunt for a Dairy Milk ice cream. Now she wants a billionaire. Sorry, Rachel.
Today FM's.
Dora, Fatboy Slim, praising you. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley on the radio, it's Monday. Oh, thanks for all the texts, by the way, reminding us or pointing out to us that the blue Mr. Freeze was raspberry flavoured. Here's my question for you, though, texter. Several texters. Have you ever seen a blue raspberry?
Great question, Ray.
Got you there, didn't I? Sickened. Look at you sickened there now. Hey guys, it's Monday. It's not Monday, it's Monday.
On Today FM.
That's right, Monday, Monday. I give you a story, you give me a pun. Best pun wins a pen. Pun pen. Not just any pen, a Today FM pen with a highlighter on the end of it.
Yes.
Here's your pun, here's your story. We're looking for puns. 0874 100 102. You ready?
Yeah.
Buckle up, here we go. It's got Bono, it's got Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was here last week and over the weekend for the Dalkey Book Festival in Dublin, yeah?
Right.
He's promoting his new novel. Who else has got a novel? Bono. Bono was also talking at the Dalkey Book Fest. Where does Bono live? Dalkey.
Is it Dalkey, yeah?
Bono lives in Dalkey, that's right. Bono only had to come down the road to speak at the Dalkey Book Festival over the weekend.
Ireland's most pun-based radio bit. It's Pun Day Monday.
That's right. So we're looking for a pun on this story, which is, when Tom Hanks was over, where did he stay? Only in Bono's house.
Get out.
Tom Hanks called up his old pal Bono and said, any chance you've got a free bed for the night? Well, I'm going to be over visiting. I'm only going to be down the road. We'll go for a pint. They're photographed here having a pint as well. Tom Hanks, Hollywood A-lister, staying in Bono's house in Dalkey in Dublin. 0874 100 102. Let's mark them out of 10. I'll have a couple. You have a couple?
I've got two, yeah.
Go on then.
I'm starting, am I? Are you going to score mine out of 10?
I can start if you like.
I'll go first. No, I'll go first.
Instead of a beautiful day, yeah. Tom Hanks had a beautiful stay in Dalkey.
That's good, actually.
Fingers at the ready. Let's get punning.
7.5 out of 10 for that one. That's good. Saving the spare bedroom for Private Ryan. Because it's like Saving Private Ryan, but there's like spare bedroom.
I'd give that a 6 out of 10. I don't mean to be cruel. You were very generous. In Apollo 13, Tom Hanks said, Houston, we have a problem. Mm-hmm. But staying at Bono's at the weekend, he said, Houston, we have no problem.
Oh, hello. That's very good. In fairness, that's a 9 out of 10 really, isn't it, when you think about it. Can I not do my second one after that?
Absolutely, because it matters. Ray Foley. 0874 100 102.
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a D.
Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. This is Today FM playing the music you love. And we're looking for your puns this afternoon. 0874 100 102. In what must be described, really, if you're to be fair about it, it needs to be described as Irish radio's greatest ever radio bit.
Yeah.
It's called Pun Day Monday.
Is that a pun in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? Pun Day Monday on Today FM.
You see, it's Monday. And Monday rhymes with pun day. So we got puns on a Monday.
How could we not do it?
I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's a no-brainer, guys. Guys, it's a no-brainer. We have to do it. So your story this week. Bono, who lives in Dalkey in Dublin, he let Tom Hanks stay with him in his house. Sleepover, like a Bono-Hanks sleepover party. While Tom Hanks was over at the Dalkey Book Festival in Dublin. The two lads staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning chatting. Hey Tom, oh Bono, you still awake? I am, yeah, Bono.
I'm not the ideal candidate for a sleepover, not least because I'm 44 now. But back in the day when I was a child, I used to hate when the other lads would stay up late. I'd be like, lad, can we just go to sleep? Can you stop whispering?
Mom, can Tom Hanks stay over? Can we get popcorn? Can we watch Toy Story 3? Tom's in that one. Mom. Lads, come on now, boys. It's time to go to bed. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Come on. Time to go to sleep now, boys. You're in here all night chatting. We're supposed to be going to Fort Lucan tomorrow. So there's your story. 0874 100 102. Bono, or rather, Tom Hanks staying over in Bono's house.
Would he stay with Bono? Yes, he would.
Woody from Toy Story. Very get good. It. I'd give that a 6.5.
6.5 points going to Jer in Drogheda there.
Well done, Jer. Are you keeping score here now? Because we need to...
6.5, okay.
No, would you want to write it down on the...
Okay.
Yeah. Well, whoever gets the most, sorry.
Yeah, I'll remember. Inspired by Randy Newman, Tony says, you got a friend in Dalkey? You got a friend.
Yeah,
in...
I get it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's the last one I give?
6.5.
7, I give that a 7.
7, okay. Apparently there was a rumour Bono might be out of town when Tom was visiting, but Tom was overheard saying, it's okay, I'll stay with or without you.
Giving that a 3.
Why?
That's not great.
Why? Because it's just too long.
Yeah.
Okay. Hanks sleeps on Bono's couch as he docks at the cost of accommodation, says Andrew.
Nah, I get a 3. Yeah. Not great.
Phil says, Toy Story would become Toy Story U2.
What?
It's like Toy Story 2, I suppose, will become Toy Story U2.
Yeah. All right, brother.
Putting the pun into Monday. It's Punday Monday.
It sure is. Well done, Phil.
Two, you get 2 out of 10.
Nil.
Dan in Dublin says, Tom gets a pro bono bed in Dorky.
A pro bono
like
bed.
A pro bono. Like pro bono. Well, a free one.
You get an 8 on that.
An 8 out of... Well, he wins. He's the winner.
He's got it. Congratulations, you've won a pen. That was Punday Monday. What a treat.
Punday Monday. On Today FM.
Who was that last person?
Dan in Dublin.
Well done, Dan in Dublin. California. Dublin Dan with a new pen. Mine was still the best. Houston, we have no problem. Because I'm staying at your house. This is Today FM. Tupac, Dr. Dre, California Love. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. So Tom Hanks lives in California.
Yeah.
Cody Bonnet's going to go and stay over at his house. Oh, I thought of another pun. But it's a Tom Hanks-based pun, but it's nothing to do with staying in Bono's house.
Go on, sir.
Tom Hanks's wife's name is...
Can't remember.
Rita Wilson.
Of course.
But he calls her Rita Wilson! Castaway.
You get no points for that, Foley. No.
Today FM. You're my discretional
sin. I get it. I feel you on me when I touch my skin. You got me hooked and like you're reeling me in.
Niall Horan and Meltdown. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. And that's the little broadcast for another day. Thank you so much for your feat of endurance. Just suffering this and really means a lot to us. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, though.
No.
Yeah, we didn't get to do Hanks Be to God, where Tom Hanks tells us he was relieved and grateful to be able to stay at Bono's house. He said to Bono as he was leaving, Hanks be to God. Didn't get to do Chalk Ice, See You Baby Shaking That... Sorry.
Chalk Ice, See You Baby Shaking That Ass.
Where Groove Armada tell us they're joining the campaign to save the Chalk Ice. And they've even done a little song. And we didn't get to do Dahi O'Shea, Can You See...
Go on, sing it.
Dahi O'Shea, Can You See By the Dawn's Early Light. Mm. Dahi O'Shea, can you see by the dawn's early light? Where we get Dahi O'Shea to sing the American National Anthem.
Why not?
Because. Do that tomorrow afternoon. Back on from 2 and Matt's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.